The Courier and the Lawyer, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. 1515 by Manu Seppänen. 1207. I usually love travelling by train, but I'm tired and nursing a small hangover. Sitting for hours hurts. My head is pounding. The worst pounding is in my balls, down in my nutsack. It's as if all the force in the world has lodged itself at the root and pumped up a lazy half-erection from there. My cock is getting hard because of the rhythmic thunks of the train, turned on by a wild party in a strange city. Horny because I haven't emptied myself in over a week. Horny, 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 the rails sing, and it resonates between my legs. I can't read. I can't muster the energy to use my head. The crotch of my trousers is entirely full, so my member has ended up across my pubes, making its way up towards my stomach, like a sleepy snake, only just awake. "Tickets," he says. I take off my sunglasses, rummage in my back pocket, sit down again, while the conductor checks and stamps the ticket. I absentmindedly note that my staff is approaching the waistband, that the head has swollen quite a bit and is poking at the seam. My cock is domed underneath a fabric. My balls keep climbing up like two small, unripe damsons which I've put in my trousers for some reason. I don't have the energy to let it embarrass me. "Thanks," the conductor says. "Good book?" "Oh, that," I say, waving The Diary of a Thief by Jean Genet. "Lots of action," he says and smiles. I look up at him for the first time. His teeth are white beneath his strawberry blonde moustache. But he seems unfocused. He seems to want to communicate with my crotch more so than with my eyes. I feel a twitch down there. I put the open book between my legs to be sure. The book nudges the delightful organ and the two testicles that are taut like no other. Moves the whole limb up, makes it more prominent. You can't possibly mistake it for anything else now. You'd have to be blind in order not to see my erection. His nostrils flare, lips tighten. He raises his eyebrows in approval. I know the conductor has something magnificent to rest his eyes on, that he likes what he sees, that the conductor likes looking at cock, especially an erection of dimensions like these. Another twitch. My fly is bulging. My dick likes attention, I know that. The bulge towers up between the pages of the book, a proper half-hard thing, softly curved like a banana. It looks bigger than everything surrounding it. An iron that swells with every breath I take, a dick tempting the conductor. But I can't handle taking the initiative. I'm sleepy, hungover, and want to go home. Home. I don't want to get my member all excited for a pervy train conductor. Not now. I'm actually too tired to read, I sigh, as he's apparently waiting for an answer. But you must have had time to read a little.